After last week's meet at Denison Schleswig, the Holland Cyclones are able to earn second overall with a limited squad. The boys are thrown into multiple events to see what they were made of. And so head coach Sam Brummer could see what athletes fit best in their respective events.
Yeah, I thought overall it went really well. It was just kind of nice to just get out on the track and compete instead of just having practice in cold and rainy weather and windy and kind of the elements that really everyone's been dealing with. We didn't get a full lineup out there just with some nagging kind of injuries and kind of maintenance, things of that nature. But I thought overall the stuff we competed in, we did very well in. And again, just nice to see some of the things that we've been kind of working on in practice to pay off in the course of the overall meet. But we did very well in the sprints, hurdles, got some distance guys out there with some times that we hadn't seen yet. So overall, I thought it was a good step forward to get out and see what we could do.
One runner that really stood out in the meet was Matthew Surfondon, who finished first in the 100-meter dash with a time of 11.02 and the 200-meter dash at 22.89 seconds. This high-caliber athlete has seen success due to his hard work and dedication throughout the last 4 years of his track career.
Yeah, Source definitely a worker bee. I think that's probably his best attribute. Hard workers tend to thrive in track and field because it's a sport where you have to invest the time in to get better. And Sorf's definitely one of those kids that takes the time to try to get better and wants to compete and do well. So guys that tend to stay out at all 4 years, we tend to have some success because obviously that shows a determination and kind of a lot of different things that bode well for them on the track. So we spent a lot of time with blocks and handoffs and things of that nature in practice. And, Sorf's won the 100-meter dash this year. And Lucas Francis is another kid that's won the 100. And we definitely kind of blessed right now with some sprint speed and working on developing some depth behind it to get a full lineup here in the not so distant future.
Another athlete with a surprising showing was Franz Reis, who was just going to show what he could do for a starting spot, but his goals were set higher. Reis finished with 153 feet and 4-inch throw in the discus, which marked the best in his career, and earned himself second in the event and almost 20 feet over the third place finisher.
Yeah, Franz was definitely probably the surprise of the meet, I would say, for us. We knew he's very athletic. That's probably not a surprise to most people that have seen him play football, basketball, baseball, or track. He's a big body that can move really, really well, especially in the hurdle events and the throwing events that we ask him to do. There aren't many 6'5", 235 kids that move like he does. So it's probably why he's going to play Division I football. But we were just kind of going to go out and see what he could do for a starting spot. And he definitely showed out in a big way there with his toss that kind of has him contention for the Drake relays here in the not so distant future, if he can hopefully improve on that task. But he's definitely within the realm of possibility right now, along with some other things. So we're excited for him to keep continuing to work. And he's another one, a 4-year guy that's paid his dues, ran the 4 lows, done really everything we've asked of him. And again, another hard worker that we're happy to have on our team.
Harlan resumes back on the track today as they're currently taking on local teams Atlantic, Trainer, and Underwood in their only home meet of the year. Coach Brummer sees this meet as a way to get as many guys out on the track as possible and showcase the athletes that are putting in the work day in and day out.
I think the big one is just going out and competing. That's kind of what we do every meet. Meet tends to hold a little more weight than any other, really, until you get to the end of the year. Obviously, being a home meet, we want to try to get as many guys on the track as we can with the events that we can and are able to run, whether it's from the top guy on the roster to the bottom. Track is somewhat unique in that sport that there is no bench. Everybody runs and everybody competes, and we want to showcase all the guys that have been putting in the work. So we'll kind of shift some things around and, make sure we get everybody a chance to compete in front of the home crowd and our only home meet of the year.
The Cyclones also have a meet later this week on Thursday, April 11th at Council Bluffs at 4 p.m. You'll be able to find out tonight's results following the meet right on our website at WesternIowaToday.com.